Are you finally adjusted back to American life?
Yeah, yeah. I'm almost normal. I almost feel normal. I mean, normal for me, which isn't normal, but
did you have any I don't know, any problems physically, you know, getting you know, back used to two different continents? I mean, there's got to be some sort of adjustment, right?
Yeah, it was a little rough there.
I mean, the water's different, the food's different.
The water, they were having like a Flint, Michigan crisis over there.
Yeah?
Yeah, so they were like, don't drink the water. And I'm
they have malaria and AIDS in Flint, Michigan?
Yes. I'm sure they do. I would doubt it.
Anna and I have lived in that part of town. We
makes me sad.
Probably confirm it exists.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
So everything's good then? I mean, like,
everything's back to regular. Regular, smooth.
Yeah.
Sailing.
What does that mean?
I'm just feeling more like myself, Johnny B.
So you're acclimated to...
Acclimated, yes.
Okay. Because we were talking the other day, and you said that, you know, there was some physical problems.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, when I told you that I was super constipated for, like, the first week that I was there, and then I had really bad diarrhea when I came back.
So
is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
It was the hottest thing you've ever said to me. You're like, man, I was up there in the mountains of Cape Land, and... backed up, just
backed up,
locked
it
up.
It was horrible.
Yeah,
then when I came back, it was like the reverse issue, and I'm like, this is how I know God exists, and he doesn't like me. And I'm an atheist, and I'm like, maybe this is the sign.
Maybe I shouldn't be atheist.
Yeah, it was bad.
Turned your religion around a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I was not happy.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Not really sorry
at
all.
I know. Worse things are happening.
Yeah.
So.
And Ryan, one full week now of waiting tables in the daytime?
Yes, sir.
How's that going?
It's fantastic. It's I hadn't been in the business in about 3 years. It's changed a little bit.
Is it really fantastic?
You know what? I enjoy the fast-paced life of a server. I really do.
Where are you working?
That would be the brand new Wesley Chapel location of Ford's Garage.
Ford's Garage.
Have you ever been to one?
No, I don't. I didn't. I've never heard of that.
It's pretty
chain.
Good. Yeah. Burgers and craft beer. That's all you need to know.
Perfect. Those are two things I love so much.
I know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Rotten, you know, cooked delicious cow flesh.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And carcass.
Yes, and fantastic craft local brewery.
Ground
more carbs. I don't need
ground up carcass.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
In my mouth.
Yes.
Could be in your mouth.
Just imagine they take like a sledgehammer and they bust that cow in the head. A blip, blip.
That when poor, you put it like that,
defenseless.
I might give it a try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like a game at the fair where you're trying to hit the little...
I love fairs. Another thing I really like.
Make the bell
like
go to the top.
Sports and fairs and beer and dead
man.
Carcass.
Hell yeah.
Perfect show for you to be on.
I love it.
How excited are you right now?
Super excited.
You got to go see Ryan over there.
That's a long way for Anna to drive just to see me and get some craft beer.
When I get a burger, I want to know. I ask for the most painful of all the beef. You know what I mean? Like, I want to know that cow suffered. I don't want to. You know,
you're a sick F.
What are you talking about? I want audio of the cow like. Is that wrong?
I think it's great.
Yeah.
Personally, I'm on that bandwagon.
I like when you go to a steakhouse and they let you go back and pick the, like, it's like a big old slab of beef, and then you get to pick what you want, and they'll cut it, like, to the, but to me, I want more than that. I want you to bring me to the real cow.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
I was thinking the same thing.
Take me to the back. Mm-hmm. There's, like, a little doorway in the back, and there's a little farm.
Yep.
And they go, all right, we got six cows out here. Pick the one you want, you know, and then I'll wait for one of them to look at me.
Yeah.
Whichever one gets eye contact with me first. I'm eating it, right?
Would you murder your own animal if that was the only way you could eat it?
It depends how annoying it was.
I would.
So you would, though?
Yeah.
If I had to eat to live?
No, not to live. Just say to eat meat. If someone was like, listen, if you really want those ribs, you're going to have to kill that pig.
I would want my animal to have a name so that when I'm about ready to shoot it, I can use its name.
You're going to say its name out loud?
Say its name. I'm going to be like.
You can take a selfie, too?
Excuse me.
Yes, I will take a selfie. I will Facebook Live it.
Oh, no.
And I will be like,
now you're see, I was kind of kidding.
Be like, Bessie, you
Bessie?
Lived a good life. Look, that's a cliche cow name, okay? You're like, you lived a good life, Bessie.
I don't like what's happening right now.
But now you're gonna live the rest of your life in my belly.
The whole cow?
And Bessie's gonna look up at me with those unsuspecting cow doe eyes.
I don't like this at all.
Doe eyes doe.
I was gonna say, and I'm gonna look at Bessie and be like, dem eyes doe. Somebody wanna take this gun from me?
No.
Or in Johnny's case, a sledgehammer.
I don't know.
Which is a lot less humane, by the way.
How do they do it, by the way? I don't know. I don't believe what PETA says. How do they really do it?
I think they shoot it in the head.
Oh, like with a gun?
We're getting real sentimental here.
Or maybe they slice off the head.
Oof.
Like ISIS?
Godfather style.
Well, I think they actually hang the cow upside down, and it's like kind of like on a conveyor belt, and then they like slice its neck.
I don't know if this is good daytime radio.
Drains all the blood.
Anna, if you were the last person on Earth,
yeah,
and it was you and cows, and that was it.
Just cows and
that
you.
That was it.
No plants. No
would
cows.
Sex, would I have sex with a cow?
Oh, Jesus. Cows are female.
That was my next question, but I was going to go with, would you eat the cow first?
Yeah. If I had to live?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, without even thinking twice. Absolutely.
Okay. Would you try to dress it up to look like kale or sweet potato?
No. That's just rude. Well, that's just disrespectful.
People are always trying to dress vegetables up to look like hot dogs.
I don't do that.
Not you, because you're not a damn idiot, but people do it all the time.
I know. Fake meat.
Yeah.
Faux meat.
Try this veggie burger. No.
No.
I don't want to. How about you just tell me it's black beans in a circle? Don't try to F with my brain.
A black bean burger or black bean patty?
It's not a burger. It's a black bean sandwich.
All right.
Stop messing with me.
Those aren't bad, by the way.
Shut up.
They're really not. I'm not saying it would be my first choice.
Some places they're tasty, but
they are.
They shouldn't call them a burger.
I agree with that.
You know what I mean?
I do agree with that. Can't argue that.
That'd be like calling your fleshlight a vagina. We know what it is.
I do call my flip. Never mind.
They have names, too.
Mangina? Do you ever do that, Brian Adams? Names. I feel like you're the type, too.
What? Yeah.
The mangina.
You ever make a homemade fleshlight, Brian, while you're at the house by yourself? It's a couple of latex gloves.
Roland Mizell, help me out here.
Oh, boy. Why do you think
he's going to help you out with your homemade fleshlight? Gross.
Actually, I'm reading right now. That's actually how they kill the cow. They hit it in the head with a fleshlight. It's just a sick, sick world we live in.
Death by fleshlight.
I don't want to know how to kill cows, but now I'm going to find out during the break. You know that, right?
I think they stun them.
Stun him?
Yeah.
I'm the number one stunner.
And then they pull him upside down and then they
lethal injection.
Why would they give a lethal injection? Then they can't eat the rest of the cow.
Yeah, then I eat it and I get dizzy.
You know.
Whoa. Oh, why am I high?
The sacrifices we make for good beef.
I don't like what you're saying right now. That sounds like a good pickup line for a fat dude, though.
There you go.
Let's go to the phones right now. Dan, what's up? You're on the Johnny B Show. What's happening?
Hey, how you doing, man? Have you ever seen the movie No Country for Old Men?
Yeah, drink your milkshake. Sorry.
The Mexican guy that talks real deep. He's got that air bottle that he blasts out all the door handles with.
Yes, I got the air bottle.
Danny Trejo?
That is actually what they use to kill Carol with.
Oh,
put it in the guy's like the cop's brain in the beginning.
Oh yeah, yeah. So it's just like a burst of air into their brain.
It shoots a metal rod out.
Oh, hot. Yeah, I guess
it shoots a rod out.
As long as they're not in pain, I'd feel bad if I thought they were in pain.
They live their lives in pain. Yeah.
See, so it's actually a relief to eat them, right? It's a release.
Oh, exactly.
So you don't eat dairy either? Or cheese or anything like that?
You do, you yogurt-eating fool.
I know. I can't stop.
I know. Yogurt is so good, isn't it?
So good. I need protein.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate the info, pal.
Not a problem.
Thanks for listening. Yeah. You know the deep-speaking Mexican guy? Oh, yeah. I'm about to kill this cow. I'm going to hit it in the head with metal rod. It's going to be tacos later. It's going to be delicious. You see, bitches. Bob, what's happening?
Oh, not a whole lot. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thanks for calling.
So I worked in a slaughter facility for 6.5 years.
Yeah.
And they do it one of two ways. They either shoot a product about the size of a BB into their brain, or it's a steel rod. It all depends on the facility.
Did they let the cow choose?
No, it's an instantaneous thing, man.
Okay, well, there you go. How was it? Did you have nightmares working in a place like that with all the blood and the guts and the weirdness?
Man, I tell you, I actually worked on the fat side of things, mm-hmm. where everything was already cleaned and done.
Oh, okay, all right.
But that was disgusting.
Yeah, I like to eat it, but I don't know if I want to be in a room full of that. That'd be a little creepy. I'd feel like they were haunting me all the time. You know, I'm laying in bed, like. It'd be bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see that. I don't eat beef anymore after working there.
Yeah.
And I.
What's your favorite meat to jam in your mouth?
I do fish.
Hell yeah. What kind of fish? What's your favorite fish you like to just shove into your mouth till you can't fit anymore?
Salmon.
I like so a clean salmon. Fish myself.
Hell yeah. Yep. Salmon. So good. You like to smoke that salmon?
Smoked salmon, because they're right out on the grill.
Smoke that meat.
Plank.
Hell yeah. Yep. You ever get a nice pork tenderloin?
I don't do pork either.
No.
I was a biology major in college. You don't eat pork.
I would have never guessed. All right. Thanks for the call, pal. I'm going to jam some meat in my mouth tonight thinking about you.
Yeah. You like it when they stick the rod in the head and I meet the meat jam in the mouth? Like the movie? See.
Matt, I want to start out every show from now on.
Yes.
Let's slaughter stuff.
Let's do it.
Mm.
Don't really know what the music
is. I am hungry. There's nothing I can do. It's me and cow. And this gun that shoots metal. Just metal.
The rods.
Rod. Cow? I am sorry. But you are going to be delicious St. Louis style ribs tonight. I'm so sorry.
Meet the brioche bun.
Any last words, cow?
Johnny's cow sounds like his midget's about it sounds like his midget's about to throw up or something.
Shut up, man! Like I've been practicing cow noises.
I thought you were good at impressions.
You shut your mouth!
That's the first thing I thought of when he did this cow thing. It's like his midget's about to throw up.
Oh, man.